Erevin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Erevin Bavli, Daf Pevov, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, and the first Mishnah of Halacha Hey. Amlechiv Beisoy, Ba'alach Lishreif Be'er Acheres, Echad Akum Ve'echad Yisor, Harizah Oise, Divimeh. Meir says that if one left his house and went to another city, he forbids whether he's Yisor or a Gentile. Vidoime Eina Oise. Vidoy says he does not forbid. A Gentile forbids, the Yisrael does not, because unlikely for him to return on Shabbos. Shimon says even if he left his house to spend Shabbos with his daughter in the same city, he doesn't forbid because he does not plan to return. The Gemara says, Hadar hu dumeya dumeya oimer abayis anoo oise yachalo bela de eruv v'ava uba. The reason for dumeya is that dumeya says that a locked house, the owner went away for Shabbos, forbids, because he can come through an eruv, or he might transgress and come. Ma'ugvan b'shem rav halacha dumeya. And Ma'ugvan says the name of rav, the halacha follows Rabbi Meir. Now halacha zov. If it's a pit on the boundary between two chatzeros, neither may draw water from it unless it's ten trochim mechitza. It can be below, as I'll explain, or inside the rim of the pit. Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Beishamai omrim melamatan, uBeisila omrim melamala. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that Beishamai say that the mechitza must be below, and Beis Yosef say it may be above. Rabbi Yehuda loitahei mechitza gedoyla min hakoisel shebeineihem. Rabbi Yehuda says that the mechitza is no better than the wall between the chaseiros, the wall itself from it. If you say now, Rabbi Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi v'hu shetahei mechitza m'shekas b'mayim k'mlo shel d'liyeh, should say. Rabbi Yaakov, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, said that the wall must be submerged in the water at the full height of the bucket. And they should now say, Mile hoin du rabbonon pligin. The words of the following rabbonon disagree. They say, Dama rabbi tavloi b'shem rab ein chuv elamayim. Rabbi tavloi, quoting Rav, said the law of a ruin means the hanging wall does not permit it, does not apply to water. Here a hanging wall does permit, it need not touch the water. Oisham tikra, roya oisaki ilo yoridus is a semis. Oisham amaltua, at roya oisaki ilo yoridus is a semis. If there's a roof over the pit, you view it as if it descends and seals, and no wall is needed. If there were thick beams inserted in the wall over the pit, then you view them as if they descend and seal. If you say never lo nimsa shtei rishuyis mishtamshis berishuyis achad, sometimes the bucket will go to the other side. Doesn't it turn out that the two rishuyis use one rishus? If you say now shiru loima ein adli mahalech yosim arba tefachim. If I'm engaged that a bucket does not go more than four tefachim, means it won't go to the other side. Nechla shita for Yehuda. Yehuda contradicts himself. Tamanam of Yehuda, poiteh b'mayim she'ein bar mamash v'achar mahachin. Never Yehuda exempts water from shvisa, so one may take it wherever he may go. It has no significance. And here he says that some wall is needed to permit it. Amar v'hunah v'hushetei mechitza b'ileta s'asei chalal shabar. V'hunah said that they still permit the mechitza to be above the water, but the mechitza must protrude into the cavity of the pit.